This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Discussion. The friends that you've become accustomed to include me, I hope, and Jennifer Horn. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan as well. Tara Schillen working the buttons and the grooves in our Washington studio. The world of astronomy is abuzz today because of the discovery of seven Earth-sized planets very close to a dwarf star. It's only 39 light years from the Earth. There are these three Earth-sized planets orbiting the stars, and it's in a, they can tell, this is the amazing thing about science and what NASA has been able to come up with. There is liquid water on these planets, which obviously is a key ingredient for life. And they're looking into whether they're calling them Earth analogs. Or the Goldilocks planets. The real question is how hot is the sun and whether or not it's warm enough to be able to do what the sun does here on our planet, the third rock from the sun. 93 million miles between here and Earth. And isn't it amazing what we can feel being 93? I mean, think about it. We were just talking about the weather, and that's what made me think about this. The ladies were talking about springtime and yeah, the mud and the things that are up and down. It's not as nice a season for many people as fall is in the sense of consistency because it can be really wonderful. It can be really awful. But just think about in the sense when you go outside and it's warm or you're in Florida, let's say, or you're in California or you're someplace listening in Puerto Rico or wherever you're listening to the program today. If it's warm, how warm does it get? The warmest, life is supported as long as the temperature is under 140 degrees Fahrenheit, not supported well, not even supported well if temperature is around 120 degrees. You can support life at 110, 112, 114 degrees, but it's not very pleasant. So think about that, though, that temperature, how warm and hot it feels, and you're 93 million miles away from the source of that heat. It really is fascinating that there's that much heat that's generated by this huge ball of gas, and it propels itself toward us, and we use it when things grow. The sun, if we didn't have a sun, nothing would grow. We wouldn't be able to live. And yet all that heat, imagine how hot it is on the sun if you were sort of right on top of it, like the first planet from the sun. It is, and then you think about what's going on out in space where these planets are being discovered all the time now, it seems. And more of them seem to be like the Earth. They got to figure out how hot the sun is. That is the mainstay. Any planetary system like ours has to have a star that's warm enough to support life. And they can do that with the intrinsic tools that they've developed. Somebody's been smart enough to figure out how, I mean, imagine that. It flabbergasts me sometimes when I think about how smart some people are to be able to imagine how to measure temperature or figure things out when the planets are 39 light years away. And I don't have to, remember we got a headache every time we try to multiply this out.
Yeah, that makes your brain hurt.
1,000 feet per second per minute per hour per, and just multiply out, it comes out to be an obnoxiously high number that nobody can understand anyway. It's a long ways away. And yet we're sort of peering into what that world is all about. And it's fascinating. I just find it,
thinking about when we're talking about discovering the planets and, yeah, and saying, you know, Earth-like conditions. First of all, how do you know?
Right.
I mean, you know.
There are Earth-like conditions?
Yeah, I mean, I guess they're saying it's a temperate zone. Now they're looking for water because that's the life that we know needs water to exist.
Yeah.
But what if we really needed, like in your theory, Doug, what if we really needed to escape the planet, right? What if we needed to find a new place?
Well,
and this does work out.
Yeah. I mean, look at this.
But it's 40 light years away, which means the only way possible, at least in our current bodies and our current life forms, that you could actually transfer life to that planet is let all of us die out, basically. And you'd have to take babies over there with like 20-something-year-old people who could nurse them and set up a civilization.
Yeah. But you have, did you see that movie with Jennifer Lawrence and I think it was Sam Pratt?
Chris Pratt.
What's the name
of the movie? The one that it was the two of them are in
Passenger?
Pods.
Yeah, Passengers, something like that. Yeah,
and they both get out of their pods. Something didn't work right on the. They're on their way to some distant planet, and it takes 90 years to get there, and so they're put to sleep while this thing, this spaceship, goes off onto wherever it's going. And they wake up. But thinking about what we are likely to be exposed to if we do something like that, and sooner or later, let's face it, it's going to happen. The Earth is not going to be able to support, even in the next 100 years, the number, Kara heard me go off on this earlier today, but it is true. You can't imagine any scenario where twice the population of the planet can survive on this planet. Just, it can't happen. There isn't enough food, there's not enough space, there's not enough living room to do this. And yet, the projections are in the next 100 years, we'll have another 3 or 4 billion people on this planet. And what are you going to do with them? So, the sort of mystery here, and it becomes a dream. Okay, let's look at some of these other planets so maybe we can go there. You know, Elon Musk is trying to figure out how he can die on Mars, and he's smart enough to figure it out. But, you know, you're not going to be able to go to these places for a long, long time. But we dream about it because we think we're sort of kidding ourselves that we're going to be able to work through this. And I'm not saying the glass is half empty here. I think we're smart enough to do a lot of great things. But it would be nice if we could apply some of the common sense to all the thinking. The common sense is to stop having so many babies. That's the common sense approach to this. But can you talk people who are religious nutbirds into believing that that's the way to go? No, we got to propagate the Indians and to a point, the Jewish population. We've talked about this before. The Israelis, they want to have 8-9 kids so they make sure there's plenty of Jews around so they don't get stomped out again by somebody like Hitler. And that's the way they think. But there are plenty of other. I mean, the Catholic religion promotes. I don't think in the educated countries so much anymore, but a lot of the Latin countries that aren't so well educated, it's easy to knock out 8 or 10 kids in that reality. And then what do you do with them? What happens to them then? Then they can become illegal aliens. They come to America. And I'm not being simplistic with that. That's what goes on. So anyway, I was not trying to give you a headache. Sorry. have a cup of coffee. You'll be fine. You know what we could extend? The new product division of the DJV program today has a focus on origami and how it could soon protect police officers from gunfire. So somebody explain, I think I asked this question off the air, what origami is, because I don't really know what it is. I guess it's used in clothing.
You know, the folding paper stuff. Yeah. Those beautiful little, like, Japanese
making cranes,
birds and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, that's right, too.
The art of origami.
Yeah, but they're paper. This is not the paper kind of advancement. This is a lightweight, bulletproof shield that's been made by mechanical engineers out at Brigham Young University. A bulletproof shield inspired, though, by the pattern of origami. I guess that's really what it is. 12 layers of Kevlar. And an aluminum core. Kevlar is a fiber used to protect when you're putting on combat gear. Any of you seen the new TV show APB?
No, I put it on my DVR, though.
All right. You would understand my reference to this because this billionaire who buys the police station and takes over that part of the police department. It's a fairly clever, interesting idea for a TV show. One of the things he does is provide them all with new protective gear. All the police have these Kevlar uniforms, and it looks fairly interesting. The traditional police shields weigh 90 pounds, like the guys going out in Afghanistan or Iraq or wherever, and they have to carry the 50, 60 pounds of all of their gear. Can you imagine carrying that much around with you and having to move fast? The origami shield only weighs 55 pounds. That even seems like it would be crazy. But this one is designed to protect up to three people. They tested it with a few different weapons, absorb bullets from three different pistols. That's another bizarre thing. Think about being, shall we say, protected with something like this on, and somebody's shooting at you, and the bullet doesn't penetrate, but it knocks you over. Has anybody ever experienced or talked to anyone who's experienced that? I don't know anybody in my circle who's ever had that experience. Anybody, no. Any of you had that?
Mm-mm. No. No.
I don't know that we can imagine how it feels. So, anyway, that's one new product. Another new product, new leggings. The ultimate upcycle, made from water bottles. Okay, let's wrap ourselves around this for a moment. New leggings. Can you imagine ladies wearing leggings that are made from plastic water bottles? It takes about 25 bottles that are used in each pair of these leggings made in Taiwan. Girlfriend Collective is the name of the company. They have, well, obviously they take the labels off and the caps off, grind them up or whatever they do.
I would hope. Do they take the soda out?
It's BPA-free, the plastic is. They use eco-friendly dyes and fair trade practices to make these leggings. Okay, they cost $70. Who's going to be in line first to buy one? Victoria, you buying a pair?
If there's some breathability, then yes, absolutely.
Why? What would attract you to them?
Well, because, if they're good leggings, I mean, I wear a lot of leggings, so, I mean, my leggings are, it's probably more expensive than that, but it's, it's a staple.
More than $70 for a pair of leggings?
Yeah, if you buy Lululemon or yoga leggings, or next time you're at your yoga studio, just, swing by the pro shop there and take a look at the leggings, and they're $110, $120 for a pair of leggings. Oh, yeah.
I thought leggings were kind of like...
Well, you can buy the cheap ones that are like, cotton stretchy ones that are not meant for an athletic purpose, but, those can be...
Like stockings. Maybe I'm dating myself here a little bit, but what I know about this sort of thing is based on looking at women put on nylon stockings
These are just like regular leggings that anyone in your yoga class would be wearing.
My mother used to wear nylon stockings to put on a leg at a time.
Okay.
I don't remember any woman that I've been with for ages who has put on...
pantyhose?
Too much information, yeah. Any kind of pantyhose.
Right.
Well,
this is totally different.
Why are you laughing? You're laughing.
Because it's nothing. It's funny. Really? So this is totally different. So anytime you look around your next yoga class, then you'll see these are the types of leggings. And leggings can get very expensive. They're made with a lot of high-tech materials. A good pair will last for a long time. I've had a pair of Lululemon leggings for 10 years. So $70 is really not that much if they're good quality.
The plastic ones. Are they cheaper because they're made out of plastic? Do you think feel? You can make plastic can feel kind of like...
It's woven.
Well, it makes you sweat.
Yeah. That's what I don't understand.
The breathability that I'm concerned about.
Yeah. If these leggings are made out of plastic, are you going to be like having sweaty nether regions? Ew.
I guess it can't be that much worse than like the nylon, right?
The nylon ones. I know. I have to have some cotton. Yeah. Otherwise, there's just a problem.
20 past the hour.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Check Groupon. Save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Groupon.
Thank you.
there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Martin paid tribute to George Michael yesterday. The pair of tributes.
I never wanted to be someone else. I wanted to be a star, and I wanted people to love me and recognize me in the street as a child. That was what I wanted, but I never really wanted to be someone else.
Take me back in time, maybe I can forget.
This is Chris Martin singing this song, right? Different Corner?
Yeah.
Which was a George Michael tune from the 80s. And who's this singing?
George Michael.
They're singing, they put it together, isn't it?
Yeah.
As you can imagine, the Brit Awards would pay a lot of attention to George Michael because he was a Brit. We certainly had a lot of attention paid to him at the Grammys here.
Yeah.
But there was more time spent on this. This is the equivalent to the Grammys in England. So it's interesting to listen to this sort of put together. Chris Martin, I've always thought, was very clever. I think he's very good. Of all the pop groups around today, I think I like Coldplay the best.
I would agree with that.
Thank you. So, imagine the timing that enabled them to do this.
Yeah.
That's what I'm fascinated with. So they're singing this together for the tribute. This is available on YouTube everywhere, I'm imagining. You can see it and sort of get the gist of it.
Yeah.
Nicely done. Speaking of Chris Martin and Coldplay, there's some conventional news about the Coldplay collaboration with the Chainsmokers. Wow. There's a new single called Something Just Like This, which has been the subject of a lot of rumors since Chris Martin tweeted that he liked the music from the Chainsmokers. The track is more electric than what you would usually hear. Listen to this. This doesn't sound like Coldplay at all, does it? Crack this up a little bit.
days, the testaments they told, the moon.
That sounds like Coldplay.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit Viva La Vida,
yeah.
But that's, yeah, most of their stuff isn't this electronic.
So, LP Memories Do Not Open, which is going to be out in April, this is on the heels of them releasing a single called Paris, which was at the number 8 on the Billboard Top 40 a short time after it was released. So what else do we know? I mean, the Chainsmokers, that name just turns me off. I pay no attention because I think it's a... It really is.
It's hard to get past, I know.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But...
I'm just not sure, like... I mean, I like that song just because it's basically a Coldplay song.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't really understand. Every song that they put out, it sounds different because they have someone else singing it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't really get them. It's kind of lost on me.
You're talking about the Chainsmokers.
Yeah.
It's a horrible name. All right, James Blunt and his relationship with Carrie Fisher, the focus of interest from some. This song, remember James Blunt singing this song?
The song never went away.
No.
But I wanted it to.
It's one of those songs. It's kind of like that song that...
it's a little cheesy, but you know.
Well...
It was so overplayed.
You mean you'd be upset if somebody sang this to you, Jennifer?
I would laugh. I would totally laugh. In an uncomfortable way.
They had a random friendship that began when Blunt told Carrie Fisher that he was recording his debut album in L.A. And let him stay with her in her house. And so his new hit's called Goodbye, My Lover, using the piano in Fisher's bathroom.
Why did Carrie Fisher have a piano in her bathroom?
I don't know. I think that's a good
very
question.
Good question.
That's a little strange. So anyway, he apparently, I mean, the idea here is that acknowledging her relationship with him, and he said, the saddest thing is that my son will never get to know somebody I thought was the most special person. So, nice and sweet to have those thoughts, obviously. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, it's amazing, really amazing, what a good brushing and a bath will do for your pet. Not only will your dog or cat look and smell good, but your dog or cat will actually feel better as well. Always give a good brushing to your dog before the bath to get any knots out, because if your dog or cat has any knots in their coat, when you bathe them, the water is going to tighten it, and that can really hurt them. Make sure you use a shampoo made specifically for your type of pets, and take advantage of the many special shampoos that are available now on the market. And make sure you use a non-skid mat on the bottom of your sink or tub so your pet has secure footing. And that's really important. Many people try to bathe their dog in the tub or their cat in the kitchen sink, and it's really slippery. Here's what I recommend that you do. Get your dog used to standing in the tub without the water with a non-skid mat, and the same thing with your cat in the sink. Cats and dogs both like to be clean, and they like the attention you give them when you're doing your doggy or kitty makeover. I'm Warren Eckstein.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Stefan presents the DJV experience. How do you do? I'll introduce you to myself. I'm Doug, and there's Jennifer Horn over there, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, working on what's going on. Some sports news coming up in a moment. First, though, the big headline from Iran. Well, let's do the big headline from America. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump. The winning ticket for $435 million was sold in Indiana. Gas station in Lafayette, Indiana, where this radio program is heard. How do you do? The winner's listening to us right now. Call us at 888-302-3684, and we'll talk to you. And we'll only want 10%.
We'll beg you for money, right?
Yeah. All right. How about a loan? So this is the first time the jackpot has been over $400 million for 3 months. Seventh largest jackpot in Powerball history. The winning numbers were 52, 10. 61, 28, 13, Powerball was 2. I look at the numbers. I'm now playing the same numbers all the time. Birthdays. Instead, I think I've been told, and I don't know whether you believe this or not, ladies, that if you play the same number over and over again, better than taking a quick pick.
That is statistically
true?
I've heard. True. Yep.
Well, so if he were to take, or the winner, I don't know, male or female, were to take the winnings in 29 years, they would pay out $435 million. And so you divide that by 30 years, 3 into 43, it'd come up with about 10 or 12 a year. Not bad. We could all live on 10 or 12 million a year, right? How many people want to volunteer for that service?
I'd do my best, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you take the cash, it's $292 million after they take all the taxes out of it. So anyway, there's another... the thing is, I guess how it works, and correct me if I'm wrong, you got to go get... You have to present your ticket before the next drawing in order to get the money. If you don't present before the next drawing, then you don't win.
That doesn't seem fair.
But that's... If nobody claims,
I think what they'd love is someone who doesn't show up with an uncashed ticket, because then they just have to hold the money in a special account.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes that can't be true, because sometimes you hear people months later have
shown up.
I was going through my pants pocket and I found a winning lottery.
Yeah, I think
that never
happens
to me.
I think normally give you a deadline. I don't know if it's 6 months or three. Yeah, because there are some people. I feel like with the last big one, there were a couple different winners.
I'm on the Powerball site. And it says here, if no one claims the winning ticket, the prize will increase again ahead of Saturday's drawing.
Wow. Really?
Powerball's different from, like, Mega Millions?
Maybe that's what...
How'd you like to be that idiot who doesn't check their Powerball ticket and then finds out the next day they could have won?
Sorry.
That's
no
enough
sale.
To throw yourself off of a freeway overpass.
My time for Biff and Biff. To show up, it's sports news time. A number of stories here for Biff and Biff. That is Biff Keelan and Biff Horn. Earlier this week, Commissioner Rob Manfred of Major League Baseball took a page out of Adam Silver's book, said he's pursuing new ways to speed up the game. How many people go to baseball games and think that they're slow?
Is that this never-ending
day and age? Really?
They've done a lot of things already.
Yeah, they have. You're right, Jennifer. All right, so who's got this? Jen, you want to
I'll do it. Why not? Yeah. Just very interested in the story. I actually like this because we all know when you go to a baseball game, and really we go for the beer and the hot dogs, you want to kind of, you know, speed things up a little bit. Now, Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred took a page out of Adam Silver's book and said he's pursuing new ways to speed up the game of baseball.
I think I just said that. Go ahead, please, Jennifer.
I'm setting the stage. I just said that.
Okay.
Gosh. Uh-huh. Well, he didn't expect any big changes to be implemented. Jeez, you're such a jerk sometimes. He expressed disappointment in the Players Association resisting modest rule changes, but it does turn out that there will be a new rule in the upcoming season after all. It was announced that teams will no longer have to throw four pitches to intentionally walk batters. We know how excruciating that is in an already long game when they decide to do an intentional walk. It takes forever. Well, now...
Just throw a ball at the player and hit him and get him.
There you go. That's an intentional walk as well. Now the opposer or the team that's up to bat will be able to signal the umpire from the dugout to, I'm sorry, not at bat. You'd want it, the player who's on the field. So the defensive team will be able to signal the umpire from the dugout to send a batter automatically to first base. So now you won't have to sit through any of those intentional pitchings. Now the only problem is teams aren't walking batters as often as they used to. There were only 932 intentional walks last season, according to ESPN, which worked out to be one every 2.5 games. But
so hey,
really, it still saves
much
you
time, right?
Yeah, it saves you a little bit of time if you're in that scenario, because typically they don't start intentionally walking people until it's already going to be a long game because it's a close game.
I think they could solve baseball's problems, and this is my problem with baseball, I should say. It goes on for way too long. They need after 9 innings, sudden death.
Yeah.
I know everyone hates me right now.
No, I don't hate you, though, because I remember I was watching a Nats game last year or the year before, and so I was watching, and, you know, it goes to the 10th inning, and I'm like, well, now I've already been watching it, so I feel invested. It went 18 innings.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
There's just
so
no end to it.
That's great, though. All the other sports have switched to sudden death style. And it's tough. I mean, the hockey does it. Hockey is sudden death unless you're in a playoff or, like, a, you know, if you're in postseason play, they have to keep playing.
Right. soccer, too. I mean, it's just, you know, Doug's totally
Yeah, how do you think the baseball players feel about it? Do you think they like playing 18 innings, or do you think they want it to stop after 9, too?
That's a good question. I don't know. I have not heard any players commenting on this.
All right, Victoria.
Yes, Doug.
The story of these two brothers who have honored their late father's Packers fandom, Bill Snyder. These two brothers lost. Their father's name was Bill Snyder.
Mm-hmm.
They turned to one of the things he loved the most to share their grief, and that is the Green Bay Packers. There was an ad posted over the weekend in the Milwaukee Journal. The family spoke a bit about their father and then listed all of the great highlights, in their words, that doubled as some of their happiest family memories. And so they started a website called The Greatest Packers Fan, where not only people can tell their story of their own Packers involvement, but they invite other people to tell their own stories as well. Is this carrying it a bit too far? Or the cheese, what do they call the Packers? They cheese heads, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Aaron Rodgers, who's a Packer, apparently was involved or got himself involved in this. And he tweeted, "They call themselves cheeseheads. We know them as our inspiration, life force, and our friends. You know them as hashtag Packer fans, hashtag Packer nations." I think that any sports, you know, it's nice to love a team, and it's nice to have great times going to events. But people who get themselves so, and you see it all the time. I mean, I guess I just don't. It doesn't register with me because I don't get that excited, never have, about any sports team. But we all know people who are diehard Red Sox fans, Patriots fans, Dodgers fans, Redskins fans, Giants fans, Yankees fans. How is it that, what do you think goes on with those people? Why is it, what's the psychology of being that wrapped up in a game with people that you don't really even know? How do you wrap yourself around that? Anybody want to take a stab at that? Is anybody that passionate about any sports team? And Jennifer, those damn ice, the hockey team in the
Ice Capades.
This is a great question. What do they call the hockey team in Los Angeles, Jackie? Come on.
The Kings.
There you good. Go. Yeah, that's right.
That little-known hockey team in L.A.
Right.
Well, but I don't even begin to understand. I don't. But that's because I don't understand.
I think if you grew up as a sports fan, I mean, football was always really big in my house with everybody watching, and I'm an ice hockey fan, I'm a Ranger fan, so I think if it's just, it's either in you or it's not. And I think that women can disconnect from it, I think, easier than men, but men's egos tend to sort of be linked to how well their team does. I mean, they've done studies on this psychologically.
What's my problem? Am I too much in touch with my feminine side?
You just never got into sports. Right.
No.
Well, I think sports is a way for people to connect, and I think men specifically have a hard time connecting with people, like on an interpersonal, you know, to make friends. I mean, this is a way for you to have something in common. It's something for you to root for and feel emotions. I mean, I think
this is something that starts
the draw.
Yeah, and it starts when boys are small and they play on a baseball team together. Or, you know, and I know you didn't really do that. So I think that there's probably something that, you know, you never fell in love with it the way most guys do.
No.
That camaraderie and everything on the team.
Is it because I've never been much of a spectator? No one has ever accused me of being on the sidelines. Anything that I'm involved in, I'm in it. I'm a participant in the things that I'm close to. And so maybe because I couldn't participate in football or baseball or some of those other things, I just lost interest.
Sure.
That makes sense. Do you think that's part of it, in a sense?
It could be. I mean, you also have... You're just, you know, you're not a team sport kind of guy.
No.
And you're an individual, and I could see that team sports probably wouldn't have that much of appeal for you. So, it makes
sense. Well, but they become, in a sense, think about the social event that is the Super Bowl. And people going to everybody's house, and there are those who go to the box seats in football games, and they sit up there, and they don't really know that much about the game, and they don't pay much attention to the game. They just have a social affair in the box while the game is going on. And maybe every once in a while there's noise from the field, and you look out and say, oh, somebody just scored a touchdown. But that's, you know, I kind of like baseball. If I'm going to go to a baseball game, I like to sit in a good seat and kind of watch what's going on. Feel like I'm a part of what's down in the game.
Mm-hmm.
I
mean, down on Why the, do you think you don't like it?
What? Sports?
Going to a sporting event. Like, what turns you off about
it? Well, I think because I can't participate. I am a participant. I like to be involved in things. Like, anything that I do, I
but
give
you
my...
Like
you know me well. I'm into it. If I'm involved in something, I'm want to be a part of it. And if I am not a part of it, it doesn't really... There's no stimulation in it for me.
Wow. That's... Wow. That's pretty self-centered. That's an admission. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
You're like, if it doesn't involve me, I don't want to do it.
Well, I don't. I mean, the radio program is a perfect example. This is
by the
program.
Way, the worst sports segment I've ever taken part in.
But it gets to the root of why people like to go. I'm trying to figure out why it is that people wrap themselves around. And maybe I am an egomaniac, if that's what you're...
I'm not trying to say that. It's just that's what I hear. You're like,
right.
Well, if it doesn't involve me, I don't want to be...
Well, it doesn't. How am I involved?
Can you, let me ask you
I
this.
Want
can you go
on
to
the
other
more
people's
positive
birthday
side,
parties?
I want to participate. I like to throw the ball. I'd like to hit the ball. I'd like to run around the bases.
But that being said, you don't really play sports.
No.
Right.
So that's
maybe
why
if you
I
were,
don't get
maybe
involved.
Maybe if you were an announcer, like if you had to do the play-by-play, you would be
yeah.
into it.
I would be. I used to...
But
that's
you kind of have to like the sport.
When I was a kid,
yeah.
But when I was a kid, I did that. I used to pretend I was Kurt Gowdy. And I would walk around the house with a sawed-off the end of a broom handle and use that as a microphone and do play-by-play. But I'd be listening to Kurt Gowdy, and I would talk about Ted Williams. I mean, I do remember that. But then I would also make believe I was a disc jockey on the radio introducing songs, that kind of stuff. And that's where I, maybe that's, there's a telling part of, it's interesting, Jennifer, you've been a little tough on me today.
But, I haven't meant to be at all.
No.
I mean, I love you. You know
I know.
That.
No, I'm not, I didn't take it personally too much. The idea, however, of being involved, maybe that's what people are dreaming. You just hit on something.
I know. That's what I have, like, had a revelation. I'm like, what the heck? Come on.
Yeah. People are, in terms of, they imagine themselves playing the sport and put themselves in the position of Tom Brady or whomever. And I used to put myself in the position of Ted Williams when I was a kid. And that, maybe that's what, I don't know, whatever it is.
I just, when I think about sports, and I know we're probably overcooking, but
yeah.
When I go to a sporting event, it has nothing to do with me wanting to, like, go on the field, or I mean, that's probably more of a guy thing.
Mm.
For me, it's about connecting with a group of people, you know, being a part of something, feeling
yep.
the energy. It's a good, positive energy.
Well, that's when it becomes a social event.
Correct. Yeah. And for me, that's it probably tickles my social gene more than it does for me to go, oh, the scientific fact of how he hit that puck into the net. Or, you know, I mean, you know, that's not necessarily. It's funny how people get different.
That projectile
things.
That goes
it is
in
really
the neck.
True. You get something different because, like, I don't really like connecting with people. So I like to just go and watch the game.
You want to be so, by yourself. It's like me on the plane. I don't want anybody talking to me on the plane.
Oh, no. Me too.
I want
nobody.
Like
that. Come on.
Yeah. The talk,
we should all take a vow of silence when we get on a plane, please.
I went to a couple of social events last night, political social events here locally, and you know, people come over to me and remember me, and I don't remember them.
Jet lag. I told you, jet lag.
That's what it is?
You know what? We meet a lot of people, though, Doug, and I totally give you a pass.
I don't remember.
Because when
I
people come over.
I was embarrassed. The woman, we got to wrap this up. The woman who was chairman of the Board of Selectmen, her husband was standing with her. I don't remember him. And
all you have to do is always go, hey, great to see you, even if you've never seen
him. Yeah,
that's what
I do. I say, hi, how are you? Nice to see you. 10 before the hour.
You You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Should we continue that conversation or should we start fresh?
Well.
All right, 53 past the hour. My pal, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, is here for his medical update. We were just talking about what was going on in the local retirement home, and perhaps we ought to move along to, well, it was all, actually, the conversation started off the year with a look or a conversation that Ken and I were having about one of the big stories that he's here to report on this week. The problem of genital herpes. This isn't pleasant by any stretch of the imagination, but what I find is the amount of the problem is increasing, and so your report has to do with women who are pregnant and what happens as a result of having this problem, right?
Exactly, and I think you've been fascinated by autism and why that has been increasing.
I have been asking, yes, I have.
And this may be one of the reasons why. Genital herpes, it's a common sexually transmitted infection, Doug, primarily caused by herpes simplex virus type 2. You know, the type 1 is the one that often causes the lip infections. The type 2 is the one that causes the genital infections, usually. Around 417 million people worldwide, Doug, have genital herpes caused by herpes simplex virus type 2. And the news this week is that children born to mothers who have active genital herpes during pregnancy, they may be at twice the risk of developing autism spectrum disorder. And this may be why we see so much of it.
Mm-hmm. We were talking earlier this week about David Cassidy and the fact that at 69, I think, he has developed dementia. Here's somebody who's had a drinking problem, and it once again makes me ask you whether alcohol isn't a prime suspect in people whose brain is experiencing hardening of the arteries, because that's really what causes dementia and Alzheimer's, isn't it?
Well, I think it definitely is related. In fact, I know we have a relationship with the arteries. We learned from the Journal of the American Medical Association just this week that some studies have shown that drinking alcohol, Doug, in moderation may have a beneficial effect on cardiovascular health. However, new research suggests heavy drinking may age the arteries prematurely by causing the arteries to stiffen and thus interfere with blood flow. And I think this may be the problem, why you see so much circulatory disease either with the brain or the heart when you have heavy drinking.
So is that
He's
what Cassidy...
66.
Is he 66? Okay, 66. I knew he was 60-something or other, yeah.
Yeah.
So
well,
what is that? I mean, if you...
With David Cassidy, he's 66,
yeah.
The former star of the hit television series The Partridge Family. He admitted this week he's battling dementia, Doug, but both his grandfather and his mother, actress Evelyn Ward, struggled with dementia in their final years, and David could not remember the lyrics of his songs during a performance in California last week and plans to stop touring. I think he has the gene for it, but certainly he didn't have the most healthy middle age.
Well, that brings us around to another study, the suggestion that if you are not healthy in your 40s and 50s, that you may develop dementia as you age.
Exactly.
Right?
This is out of the International Stroke Conference in Houston this week. Doug, that middle-aged men and women at risk for heart disease may also face a higher chance of dementia later in life. Risk factors such as smoking, high blood pressure, and diabetes, they might boost the odds of dementia almost as much as carrying the gene that raises the risk of Alzheimer's disease. So I think David Cassidy probably had a combination of both.
Yeah, what a shame. All right. Dr. Ken is a cardiovascular specialist. Cardiovascular issues affect a majority of both men and women in our country. So as this is Heart Health Month, February, Ken has been talking about how great Superbeets are, something to use and take every day because of its impact on your cardiovascular system and your heart, right?
Exactly. Nitric oxide, discovered in only 1988, awarded the Nobel Prize in only 1998 for medicine. The third important gas of the body. You need this to open up the blood vessels so that the red blood cells carrying the oxygen can bring oxygen from head to toe. You need to continuously remake nitric oxide. You need the building blocks. From the company Neogenis, they have two products. You can get Neo 40 to increase your tank of nitric oxide after you check your levels with their saliva test. Or you can get their Superbeets products if you want to get a boost of nitric oxide instead of those high caffeinated beverages before your workouts.
No question about it. It's really good for you. Take Ken's advice. Call 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. One more time, 800-655-4183
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.